Yeah, roger that. Well, through the years, I've collected quite a few shortwave radios. I have a collection here, quite a few of them, high-end ones, digital, you know, Sony 2010, and I have a Grundig Satellite 700 still in the box and everything up in the thing, and I have a couple Radio Shack ones. They were great. They were made by Sangene. They're great radios. And I have a National Panasonic AM/FM 2 shortwave band cassette boombox from the 60s, from the late 60s, all metal and in mint condition and works perfectly, even though I ain't fired none of them up in a while. Because as the years started going by, the broadcasters, you know, they found it was cheaper to go over to the internet rather than, because it costs a lot of money running 500,000-watt transmitters all day, every day. You know, it's a big bill. But I wanted to tell you, Radio Shack is my thing. Back in the days when I was taking CBs, I had a little shop going, and I was modifying them, clipping them, you know, putting extra channels in them, doing whatever the guy wanted me to do to it. But even in my own collection, I always found that the Radio Shack CBs were top of the line, man. Just, they work good. You can make them super loud, and they were reliable. And they're handhelds, too. Excuse me. So over here, I have a collection of 12 realistic handhelds from different years. You know, 5-watt 40 channels and couple 3-watt 3 channels, you know, but all nice ones, all clean. Yeah, I matched a collection of those too there, Roger.